Hey guys, I wanted to speak briefly about today's strip and yesterday's strip as well. I got an interesting comment in the comment section from David, where he says, "Doesn't Robot Beach take place in the distant future after humanity has disappeared?" It's a shame to think that maybe only cockroaches and Blondie survived, and that's really kind of a really good comment because I wanted to bring this up for a while. And sort of talk about my new approach to the strip. I wanted to move away from sort of the more traditional sort of adventure style strip or that kind of thing that takes place in the future, in that it's sort of limited to a very specific set of rules in order to make everything sort of work and make sense altogether. Those are fine. I felt for Robot Beach, I think it would really help bring a lot of life and a lot of kind of interesting things to the strip if I sort of opened that up a little bit more and allowed myself a little room to play. It is an imaginary world. It is talking crabs and seagulls after all. So not everything has to necessarily not make sense, but lend itself to answering the questions of something else within the strip. So I do have a few rules for myself for this. A, I never show the thing I reference. For example, I may talk about going to the movies, but I would never show Larry and Carl sitting in a theater. The idea that being that on a deserted tropical island, there wouldn't be a movie theater, but there may be a situation where, Carl says to Larry, "Hey, I was at the movies the other night and I saw this really beautiful seagull you might be interested in." I don't know if that situation would come up specifically, but I know that in other situations I have made reference to it, like very early on, I made reference to going to a fine restaurant, that kind of thing. But I would never show them sitting and eating in a fine restaurant. They're always going to be on the beach and that kind of thing. B, I never reference popular modern technology. For example, I would never say iPod, but I would say radio. The idea being that the term radio has kind of been genericized to mean, any device that receives broadcasted signal or an audio signal. And radio's been around for about 100 years, probably a little bit more, at least as a consumer product for about 100 years. So the term has kind of been genericized, but an iPod is a very specific device developed by Apple to, to store and replay audio in an MP3 format. It's very, very, very much a modern specific device. And in 10 years, something like that may not even make much sense. I mean, it would be like me saying a Sony Walkman. That has basically the same sort of connotations to it, and I think 10 years from now that would look very dated. And being very specific with the technology, I don't think works with sort of the feeling of this trip. And then C, I never reference timely events and news, so you never be seeing jokes about TSA or the Bush tax cuts, etc. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't feel like any of that necessarily is pertinent to what's going on in the strip. And again, in 5 or 10 years, is that going to make sense to anyone? Probably not. So I'd rather just leave that out. I made one reference to it in a Lazy Sunday strip once, and even when it's directly after the political events when it happened, I think people were confused by it, and so. I don't think I'm going to do that again. But the idea is just to bring a lot more, just to open up, just to broaden it up a little bit and maybe bring a lot more of our modern world into this kind of fun setting here. And, but do so in a way that doesn't feel like I'm sort of, pulling the curtain back too much or sort of ruining the fun of the strip. So, I'm digging it. I hope you guys dig it too. Thanks a lot.